Big Country 102.9. I'm Susan. Special guest with me on the phone tonight. We are checking in with Jake Slay, who is going to be performing next Friday at the Victory's Country Concert Series, first show of this year, Odawa Casino in Petoskey. Jake, thank you so much. I know you're on your job because not everybody, you know, goes right into music and makes all the money. You got to work other jobs. So thanks for taking the time out to talk to us tonight.
Oh, of course. My pleasure. Can't wait to get up there and play for you guys. It's going to be a blast.
And I read your bio and I know that music's kind of in your genes. Your dad was a 80s rock band front man.
Yeah, my dad fronted a band back when he was in high school. It's called Ice Age. It's kind of like a 80s hair metal band. Around the time my father and mother met, my dad was kind of touring over California coastline with his country band called Silver Moon. They were like a local town legend kind of band, and it's in my genes for sure.
Is that where you kind of picked up your musical influences?
Somewhat, yes. I picked up a lot of my musical likes from my father, but, you know, my music journey kind of just kicked off kind of random, kind of fell into my lap, and we just gave it a full send and just had a blast. Every day is challenging, and every day we're growing, and it's just been such an amazing journey with great people, and I can't wait for next year.
Let's talk about that real quick. So when you say you kind of just fell into it, what was going on at the time, and how did that happen?
Long story, but I used to cowboy for a living. Then I got injured, so I got out of breaking colts, and I became a firefighter in Tennessee, where I live now. I had some heat issues, working some fires and stuff like that, and I got out of the service and was just bored. Didn't really know what to do. I was kind of in a dark hole of, you know, trying to figure out what my purpose in life is, and we started singing around a campfire with some buddies one night, and one thing led to another. They're like, hey, man, you know, you sing halfway decent, man. Why don't you give this a shot? I was like, you know, my dad was a good musician. He wrote some really good songs. And I went and bought a guitar and just started going after it. And I'm telling you, from February of last year till now, the growth that we've seen is crazy. And my progress that's come along, the band, I mean, we just became such an awesome group within a year. And we're taking over. That's all I'm saying.
So you're telling me you didn't learn how to play guitar until last year?
I've had a guitar. Now, people say they play guitar. I could play a couple chords, you know, and I could maybe play a Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses intro, nothing crazy. But I'm talking playing guitar, knowing all the chords, how to play a rhythm and stay on tune and on a click and all this stuff. I just learned that within this last year.
That is crazy. And you mentioned Guns N' Roses in there, and I know some of your influences include Kiss and some others. What made you decide country instead of rock?
I'll give you a funny story. I actually hated country music growing up. I've always been an outcast, kind of a rebel. If people do one thing, I'll do the other. I caused my mother tons of trouble growing up. And, you know, everyone listened to country where I was from. My dad was a country guy, and I just said, you know what, I'm going to do rock and roll. Once I started cowboying and got into horse life, country music just kind of fell in my lap, and I fell in love with Western country, you know, a lot of yodeling and older style country. And so when I decided to pursue music, I was like, you know what, I'm here in Nashville, I love country music now, and let me do some country and we'll throw some rock in there. My other influences is Kiss, an iconic band, you gotta love them, and Coe Wetzel too. He's kind of country rock as well, and picked up a lot of my style, and the stuff I sing and write about is a kind of Coe Wetzel influence with a little bit of rock in there. So funny story, that's kind of why I'm doing country music, is country's in my genes. I'm a country boy at heart, but I'm a rock and roller deep down, and you can't get that out.
When we hear you next Friday at Odawa Casino, are you going to do some covers, and will there be some a little bit of rock mixed in there?
The only rock that we're going to be playing is going to be kind of my music. My music's country rock, but you know, when you hear recordings of songs, it might come across a little more country. And then when you see the bands in person, a lot of the time we kind of amp stuff up. We like to get the crowd involved and get everybody moving and feeling good. We're gonna be cranking those guitar amps up, having a good time, and we're gonna be doing some covers as well. I got a list of original songs coming with us, and we're also going to be bringing a little bit of the Nashville music to you guys and have fun with some Toby Keith, you know, you name it, we got it on there. We're gonna have a good time, and hopefully everyone's got their dancing shoes on, and it's gonna be a party.
We're definitely looking forward to it. When you're not performing, I know you have you work in construction because I called you off the site there. How hard is it to juggle both of those right now?
Oh, it's been a stress. I'm not going to lie to you. The wife and I were selling our home so I can further pursue music and move back in with mama to just kind of help out. In my free time, 90% of the time, I'm writing music, and it's hard on the family life for sure. Most importantly, I got a son on the way. He's coming in 8 weeks.
Congratulations, by the way, on your first son on the way. And I know you have some dogs as well, so you definitely have your hands full. When you're not writing and taking care of the family and working construction, what are you doing?
Susan, to be honest with you, I live a very boring life of just music. I do music and you know, the wife and I, we like to go outside and go on hikes and do that kind of stuff. Our family's just kind of based around music. We're always catching concerts, play a lot of riders around here in Nashville where we showcase original music. That's my life for you. Music and work. And music is work now.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing, though. And since you are sort of a baby in the industry a little bit, have you had any, like, really pinch-me moments? Like, I can't believe this is happening to me.
Oh, man, I'd love to talk about some of the stuff that's coming up. And unfortunately, I can't say a lot about it. But I will say the pinch-me moment coming up to Michigan. I mean, Kiss play Cobo Hall, and I'm just playing a few hours north of them. I mean, that's huge. And hearing my voice on the radio on Big Country 102.9, it just blows my mind and brings a tear to my eye when I hear it, because it's just such an accomplishment and just such a cool thing. Now, that's a huge pinch-me moment. But we got some really cool stuff coming 2025. We're really excited for festival season, if that gives any hints. I mean, we can't wait to come out there and play at Odawa.
Do you have a dream venue that you really want to play?
Ooh, I think every musician in this planet wants to play Madison Square Garden, obviously. Outside of that, realistic dreams for the next couple years, I'd love to go back to my hometown, Ventura, California, and sell out a show at the Ventura Theater where my dad played growing up. I think that'd just be a dream come true to kind of sell out a hometown show and see all the old friends and family.
Now, let's talk about your songs. I know we're going to play Whiskey Help, so let's just talk about that one. Give us the background. How was it writing it?
It's really funny. I have a talent that a lot of songwriters don't have. I actually am a freestyler. So when I write songs, I kind of just start playing a few chords and I just write a song. And most of the songs, you know, take 30 minutes to multiple days to write, you know. Whiskey Helps, I wrote in 15 minutes on my lunch break, sitting on the back of my truck. Just kind of roll with it. We changed a couple words after that. Quickest song I ever wrote. It just touched the lives of so many people that struggle with alcohol, divorces, breakups, all kind of stuff. And I kind of just freestyled it and changed some words around and pitched it. And it went really well. Funny story, that song was actually pitched to some big artists, Bailey Zimmerman, Jason Aldean. Unfortunately, it did get turned down from their team, but we're pursuing it with Jake Slay, and we're hoping that can be a showcase song for my future.
What were you trying to accomplish, though? Like, what made you think of the theme and what you were going to do with it? What gave you the initial idea? Just a word, a phrase, something happened in your life?
Yeah, there's a clothing company called Grunt Style, and they have a shirt called Whiskey Helps with a question mark, and I just, you know, it's kind of like got milk, and that phrase has always been stuck in my head. It's kind of a joke that we say, you know, oh, well, whiskey helps, you know, if you get hurt or something like that, whiskey helps. So I just came up with this chorus in my head, you know, whiskey helps clear my mind and ease the pain, and all good country songs come out of a good breakup. Fortunately, I've had a great wife, so I haven't had those issues, but I've, you know, my mother's been single for years, and I've kind of seen some breakups around there. And I mean, a lot of people just turn to alcohol sometimes on bad occasions, and I like to write songs that people can relate to. When I write music, I try to put my head where someone might be going through a situation, and we knew someone going through kind of some dark times with some alcoholism, and just kind of sprung the idea, let's just write a song about a breakup, and he doesn't really want it to happen, but, you know, his only way out is drinking the whiskey. So I came up with Whiskey Helps and just kind of freestyled something, and we stuck with it, and it's a fun song to play live too. It really gets people moving, and that's the little story behind Whiskey Helps.
Well, we're gonna spin it right now and let some people hear it, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more.
Sounds great.
This is Jake Slay with Whiskey Helps on Big Country 102.9.
Saturday night, I spend it all alone. I'm pacing circles, waiting by my telephone, waiting for the call to tell me that you're coming home. 'Cause girl, without you, I just feel so alone. Where have you been? You go, 'cause girl, without you, this house doesn't feel like a home. I miss the nights we had and we spent it all alone. But now you're gone, girl, you left quite a hole. If I put the bottle down, I know I'd be okay. Simpler time. Whiskey helps days I just wish you were in these sheets. And every night I go to bed, you're with me in my dreams. Whiskey helps clear my mind. It takes me back to a much simpler time. Whiskey helps ease my pain. Since you left, girl, I went insane. Whiskey helps, yeah. Whiskey helps. Put my phone down, you're never coming home. You know whiskey helps, and that's why whiskey helps.
Jake Slay with Whiskey Helps. Jake's going to be performing next Friday night at Odawa Casino in Petoskey, part of the Victory's Country Concert Series. Jake, great song. I love it. Can I say, I think you're working on some new music that we might be able to hear soon?
Oh, yeah. Tons of new music coming. Y'all stay tuned.
Are you going to play any of that new music?
We are going to be playing some new music there, too, that's not being spun right now.
You're going to hear it first, so definitely come out to the show. Now, here's some fun questions for you. Sneakers or cowboy boots?
I'm a big cowboy boot guy, but I've worn them for over a decade, so I'm a sneaker guy on the weekend.
Ball cap or cowboy hat?
I'm a cowboy hat at heart, but I've grown my hair out because I'm trying to be a rock star, so my cowboy hats don't fit anymore. I got to get a new one.
Now, I know you have dogs, so dog or cat person, you're going to go with dog, yeah?
I got to go with dog. Unfortunately, my wife's allergic to cats.
Are you a morning person or a night owl?
In construction, you're forced to be a morning guy, but with music, you're forced to be a night owl. So I would say I'm more of a night owl now.
Now, when do you sleep?
It's very difficult. I drink a lot of coffee, so that kind of helps me out a little bit. And I take my rest when I get it. You know, if I get off early one day or don't have a show or a writer's round, I definitely soak in the time sleeping on the couch.
I think you better soak it in a lot more with a new baby on the way as well.
Right, yeah, I'm nervous about that, but it's all excitement, so we're good.
Do you have a favorite quote or a life motto?
Ooh, my favorite quote, something I can't say on air, but I'd say life motto. I'm firm in my Christian belief. I'd say I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
That is awesome. Jake Slay, pleasure talking to you. Cannot wait for the show next Friday night at Odawa Casino in Petoskey. Get back to work.
Will do, Susan. Thanks for having me on Big Country 102.9.